Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition. I don't know how many other radio shows there are that put on a Sunday night show for you all, but we're doing it even on this holiday weekend. This is Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is a show, of course, where we love to have your participation. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, go to our website, freetalklive.com, where you can find all kinds of cool features. But the one I want to draw your attention to right now is the submit news story feature, right? So you can actually participate in the show by suggesting stories. People will vote them up or vote them down. And we definitely look at those when we go to do our show prep, right, Mark?
Absolutely. I mean, they're a great way for us to find, you know, news stories that our listeners think are important. And, you know, why would we want to read stories that our listeners, not wrong,
unless our listeners thought
they're important, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's important to us.
So I think we're going to start off tonight with something a little bit timely. It is Labor Day weekend, of course, here. And there's been...
So what's timely for Labor Day? Talking about GM and the government bailouts? I don't understand.
No, that wasn't quite what I had in mind. You know, on Labor Day weekend, a lot of people like to celebrate. You know, it's a long weekend, and you might expect that there could be some alcohol involved, right?
Meat and beer, yes.
Meat and beer. That sounds good to me. But especially the meat part.
Yeah, you're not much of a beer drinker, are you?
No.
Wine?
No, spritzers, not really.
Spritzers?
No, I don't really
nothing.
Like any alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, I do like my meat.
Yes, you do. You're on that paleo diet.
Yes. But apparently, there is a checkpoint in Tennessee that is so-called no refusal. So if you go through this checkpoint...
Can you refuse checkpoints? I'm not aware of this.
I guess
this.
If you find out about it...
checkpoints, and it didn't feel like I could refuse it.
No, I think it's probably not going to go very well for you if you refuse it. I've never actually been caught in one. I got stuck in an immigration checkpoint once to see if I was a terrorist going to Canada or something or coming
going
from Canada.
Going to Canada?
Well, yeah, I was maybe coming from Canada. I don't really know.
Very
but
strange.
I've never been in one of these alcohol checkpoints. I have heard a lot of stories about them. They seem to be getting more frequent. I don't know if I'm just hearing more about them or if they're really getting more frequent. But cops love them, and people, I think, generally tend to support them because they believe that they're keeping people safe. But I think that oftentimes when people hear about these checkpoints, they don't consider the cost to people's civil liberties. You know, that every car going down a certain road could be just stopped for no reason, and the police will fish around for a reason to arrest you or detain you.
Right. At this point, let me read the Fourth Amendment, the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution here. It says, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, particularly describing the place to be searched and persons or things to be seized. Now, the United States Supreme Court has had 200 and something years to undermine this, and mostly
it's been undermined,
those
for sure.
Underminings come in the form of drug searches. Let me give you a picture here. A police officer, essentially, if your window is open, can claim to have smelled marijuana in your car.
And
or
you can
alcohol, search it,
anything.
Or anything.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's just over. Like they say, I smell marijuana or alcohol, and he's going to be able to search. So,
and how can you argue with somebody saying, well, I smelled this? That you're just supposed to trust them, right?
Absolutely. There was a story out of, I think it was the Agitator or Huffington Post recently, written by Radley Malco.
Oh, the car driving by at 30 miles an hour,
yeah,
and the
officer
cop
smelled
claimed...
smelled marijuana in a car that was driving by at 30 miles an hour.
With the windows closed.
Then they had a dog search the car. The dog amazingly did not alert. And then he said, he overruled the dog and said he smelled it anyway, and they searched the car. So this goes to show that this is reasonable by the definitions of the Bill of Right. So if you believe that you still have a Fourth Amendment left, you're just not paying attention.
Yeah, I mean,
there is no Fourth Amendment left to the Bill of Rights. Sorry.
And I want to make it clear, I don't think that our rights come from the Constitution.
No, it's supposed to enumerate them, though, and that's one that's clearly enumerated. But sadly, they said that it was against unreasonable searches and seizures. And obviously, they get to decide when the government gets to decide what reasonable and unreasonable is. They're going to decide anytime we want to search, it's reasonable.
Exactly.
We're reasonable people. Why would we want to search unreasonably? That's it.
Yeah.
End of story.
Just
you've got no Fourth Amendment left.
Yeah, and Mark, you know, you brought up that point about the drug dogs. Just an interesting, funny statistic. I've heard that those dogs actually alert like twice as often on searches of Black and Hispanic people. So
it's
either
amazing.
The dogs are racist, or they're responding to some cues from their handlers.
There's actually some statistics on, and I have to go and look at them. I think it was out of Illinois where they, tested dogs to see what they, when their handlers believed that they were, that there were drugs in the thing, the dog was like,
Five times more likely
to alert when the handler believed that there were drugs in there. So at that point, who could possibly believe drug dogs? Now, can dogs find drugs? Absolutely. Dogs can find marijuana.
But it's gotten beyond the point of, this is not the scientific method. This is not an actual unbiased test of whether there is drugs. There may be drugs present. This is like voodoo, magical, mystical stuff.
Sure.
There is no evidence to support this. And actually, there's evidence that indicates that it's not unbiased.
There's evidence to support that dogs can find drugs.
Well, sure, but not that they can do it in an unbiased fashion in the system that we have today, where there's a lot of other biases introduced.
Right. The evidence is, however, to the contrary, is that if a police officer believes that there are drugs in a location, then the dog is that much more, is five times or something. I've got to go look up the statistics, but much more likely to alert.
Well, that says it all.
Yeah, that says it all.
So, and this is often used as a pretext for searches and stuff, but in this case, let me read you what's going on this very weekend in Memphis, Tennessee. Tennessee state troopers, sheriff's deputies, and police in Shelby and Tipton counties will use a new weapon provided by state lawmakers. Ugh, I hate the violent metaphors that they always use to write about this stuff. I mean, maybe it's good because they're just being honest about what's really going on, but they refer to it as a weapon provided by state lawmakers to combat driving under the influence. This Labor Day weekend, officials announced Friday. A new, quote, no-refusal law allows law enforcement officers to obtain search warrants and have blood samples drawn if drivers suspected of being under the influence refuse blood alcohol tests. So they refuse a blood test, they get a blood test. Does that make sense to you?
Well, if they refuse a sobriety test, they get a blood test. Is that right?
Oh, I see. So, okay, well, I read it wrong then. If they refuse a breathalyzer test, then they would get blood drawn. Okay, well, that makes more sense.
For one thing, breathalyzer tests are not really that great as far as a determinant of whether or not you are drunk. So if you were to burp, and as I understand, in most states, burping, they have to give you 15 minutes after burping. So if you know how to produce burps, you can stave off a blood test for that much, or a breathalyzer test for that length of time. Now, in this case, it looks like if you start burping, they're just going to go from police to phlebotomist. Like they can just tear open their chest and turn into Superman or whatever, tear open their shirt and show the big S on their chest. I think it's a terrible idea to turn police officers into phlebotomists. I mean, if you...
Phlebotomists, but yeah.
Okay, thank you for the correction there.
They have no training in this.
If they make some kind of mistake, what kind of responsibility do they have? If I go to some business and I have...
They don't care about your body anyway.
MRSA, I can sue.
Yeah.
But if the government gives you MRSA, good luck suing. They're terribly difficult to sue.
Yeah. So they're saying here, this was the only area of Tennessee law where we let the criminals control the evidence. Oh, my goodness, said the district attorney, Mike Dunavant.
But they can make anything criminal. And in a world with as many laws as we have in the United States, it's difficult not to be a criminal. There's a book out there, I think it's called Three Felonies a Day, which describes how the average individual can easily run awry of the law, and felonies, not misdemeanors.
Mm-hmm. And so this person, he never had a beer under the age of 21?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Every one of these cops have smoked marijuana and had beers under the age of just nigh a few of these cops have not had marijuana and smoked and, drank beer under the age.
Or gone over the speed limit.
But they're still put you in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, the handcuffs are just as real, even if they're hypocrites.
Yeah, of course. And so, really framing the discussion here, this is the only area where we let the criminals control the evidence. We'll find out a little bit more about this here on Free Talk Live coming up in a moment. And if you've been caught in one of these checkpoints this weekend, I'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Stay tuned. There's more coming up.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Mark.
And, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That is 855-450-3733. We've been talking about this no-refusal checkpoint here on Labor Day weekend. And, Mark, did you have a little message you wanted to bring to our audience?
Yeah, you know, people are convening in one state. People who believe in the ideas of freedom are convening in one state.
Right. If you're sick of getting stuck in these checkpoints where you are... They have them here, but...
It's not to say that checkpoints don't occur here, but
the
people are actually protesting them here.
Yeah, there are people standing, you know, somewhere near it with signs that say, hey, checkpoint ahead, go that way.
Oftentimes, they're, you know, advising you there's a checkpoint ahead, and I've been caught in these checkpoints, and I can tell you, you know, hey, you're taking my time. I'm trying to get home. My time's valuable. And, you know, I'm not sure that they're making the roads, you know, I don't know whether they're making my life safer by stopping me or not. You know, what if what if the person behind me doesn't stop and they ram into me? I mean, how many accidents are caused by these things?
I'm pretty sure they're not making my life safer.
Yeah, statistically, I'd really like to see the information, but they're not held to any scientific standard when it comes to this.
No.
And even if they were, it's really not their business. Anyhow, if you're interested in finding more liberty in your lifetime, you can move for the Free State Project. You can go to freestateproject.org, sign up there, find out more about it. Move to New Hampshire with, more than 1,000 people who've moved and more than 12,500 who've signed
up. I think they broke 13,000.
Did they really?
Yeah. Well, you can go check it out for yourself at freestateproject.org.
Well, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, there was a recent event, right, this Ron Paul Festival in Florida, mm-hmm. where they got a bunch of signers recently. So I don't know if they've all inputted them in. But anyway, I mean, a lot of people say this 20,000 number is irrelevant. That was like the original goal of the Free State Project.
Yes, but 20,000 is the amount of people that are supposed to sign up to say that they're going to move to New Hampshire.
And then it triggers everybody to move within 5 years of reaching that. But
1,000 people have moved. And at this point, just one statistic of many, mm-hmm. that taxes have been cut by almost 12% with the amount of Free Staters and people that are supported by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that have gotten into the New Hampshire
House. Taxes have been cut? I thought it was the state budget that got cut.
Well, aren't those related? In New Hampshire,
not necessarily.
In New Hampshire, those things are related by law.
Okay. Well, I mean, I didn't want to wait. I moved here because of basically the community, and I'm really glad to be here. And 13,000 people is nothing to sneeze at, you know, committing to move to New Hampshire.
I've got 12,632 here.
Oh, gotcha.
Point.
Maybe they haven't updated it, but it's
pretty
close.
It's not exactly the fastest rolling. Yeah.
Yeah, it's volunteer operation. But if any of that sounds good to you, you may want to check out the Free State Project. Do you want to talk more about this checkpoint, Mark? Get
sure.
a little more detail on it. Well, first of all, you know, this article is just so just bootlicking, I guess, is the best way I can describe it.
They don't
just
ask any tough questions, the police.
Very sycophantic, deferential toward the police, as if they could do no wrong, you know, that there could be no possible problem with
this. I think it's crazy, the idea that police are taking blood from people on the side of the road.
They're actually not. So
okay.
I read
so they
a
have
little,
a
they have a medical technician.
Okay.
It doesn't even say a phlebotomist. It says medical technician.
Okay, so they have a
med
tech on the side of the road. They just take you to the ambulance and draw the blood. This makes a heck of a lot more sense to me than anything else. At the very least, they have a professional there. You know, if they felt like dragging you to the police station in order to get your blood, they would do such a thing. So having them on the side of the road, I suppose that makes that much more sense.
Yeah, but I think one of the big issues here is this whole, like, quote, no refusal thing. So if they stop you, and they're stopping everybody at these checkpoints, and if they feel like saying that, you might be drinking alcohol this Labor Day weekend, it's probably reasonable for them to assume that you might be, right? You cannot refuse if you don't take a, they didn't really specify, but it sounded like a breathalyzer test, then you'll be whisked to the side of the road to get your blood drawn by somebody that you don't know, that you're not assured that this is a clean environment. And that is scary as heck, you know, to have somebody stick a needle in you when you don't want to have that happen. And they're probably not the most empathetic, calming people, you know, trying to get your blood out of your vein.
If they have probable cause that they can take blood from you, they can take you back to the police station or take you someplace and have blood taken from you.
Well, usually they take people
to
a hospital. And at that point, like, if they're transporting you to
a
hospital,
I'd rather be in their ambulance than their hospital.
I'd rather go to the hospital because at that time you have however long it takes the hospital to get around to drawing your blood to sober up, right? And maybe it's less. And they're going to be more accurate.
I suppose. Maybe. I don't know that they're going to be more accurate. Why would they?
Because probably they use more rigorous methods to test the amount of alcohol in the blood.
I don't know. I couldn't say.
Well, And maybe it's not a good
if they
thing
have probable
if
cause, they can certainly demand your blood from you. But I think that under normal circumstances, if you have, if you refuse the breathalyzer, you'll just be basically treated as though you're drunk. But your charge will be refusing a breathalyzer as opposed to being drunk. So I mean,
sometimes they suspend your license for that, though. It depends on the state.
I think they very well can. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how is that fair? I mean,
it's a very it's a bad situation. What I'd rather have, what would seem like it would be a better service to the public, would be take these police officers that are on duty, post them around so that people, so that they can watch people and see who's driving poorly. I mean, does it really matter to me why somebody's recklessly driving if they're drunk or not? I mean, I'd rather them be pulling over reckless drivers.
And if all the cops are at a checkpoint at a certain place, then how many cops are not out there actually looking for safety or people who need help or like their car, you know, they have a problem with their car or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are they missing because they're stopping every single car at a checkpoint like this?
Sure, they probably got a lot of the officers pulled off of the, whatever neighborhood watch duty too.
Yeah. Let's go to someone who may know about this firsthand. I guess we'll find out here. David is on the line listening on XM, but he's driving a truck. David, are you with us?
Yes.
Hi, do you have a checkpoint story for us?
No, I live in a little town in North Carolina, and every so often they do a checkpoint in the little town I have to drive to get home from the company I work for.
Okay.
And it's always they just sort of want to know if it's always in the middle of the night, and it's always on a weekend, and they always want to just say a few words to you to get a gist of your sobriety, just to get a, and generally speaking, I tell them I'm coming from my work trying to get home because a lot of times I get back in the middle of the night. And I just
are you required to tell them anything?
Excuse me, there.
I wonder if you're required to tell them anything. What would happen if you just said, I'm sorry, I won't be answering any questions tonight?
Well, you know, when I was younger, that kind of an issue would have been an issue to me. I would have been quick to make a point of that. I don't have to speak. I know my rights. But, you know, I'm 60 years old, and the whole issue of stonewalling the police, I mean, from a policeman's point of view, he's 99 times out of 100, they're just trying to do their job as well as they can. And every once in a while, they're not. And there are cases like that, and I see them all a lot, you know. The issue with me more
so you just are you concerned about just kind of getting on with your life, like getting through it and with as little hassle as possible?
Well, no, I tell you the issue that bugs me is are the cars that are stopped on the side of the road while the officers search them. I'm not really sure what the constitutional right is of the officers to be able to do that.
Yep.
I see that every day, and that's more of an issue to me.
I feel really sad for those people who are getting searched. Usually they're not very kind to the car. And
I don't think there's any right not to be searched any longer when an officer, all they have to do is say, I smell marijuana.
David, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-453 is the number here on Free Talk Live. More coming up. Stay tuned.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And you're listening to the live Sunday night edition. You can call in and talk to us at 855-450-FREE if you want to talk about DUI checkpoints. Maybe you have had an encounter with the police this weekend that you want to discuss. Thought it was unfair. I wouldn't be surprised about that. Let us know. And
you know, the difficult conundrum here is that police are charged with keeping us on the road, keeping us safe on the road, right? But all the ways, but they have to work within the confines, supposedly work within the confines of the Bill of Rights. Different people have different tolerances for, the impositions upon their rights. Some people are like, search my car, I don't care.
They'd be saying that after the first time they get their car searched, though, because they realize that they rip apart the car and do, like, permanent damage to it, usually.
I have never had my car searched. I've certainly heard plenty of stories of people who have had their upholstery ripped up, their door panels ripped off, and, no one's putting it back, they just leave you on the side of the road with your door panels to be put back on. I mean, this is, the average person can't do that.
I think most people would feel pretty violated if that happened to them.
And rightly so.
Yeah.
But, different people have different tolerances for this. And so, somebody gets killed on the road, and then the people say, oh, well, the cops weren't keeping us safe. I don't think I've ever heard anybody make that statement. But, maybe they feel like people would be saying such a thing. And so, it's a difficult scenario.
Yeah, by the way, Mark, you know what I've noticed recently? So I drive here to Free Talk Live. I have a little bit of a drive to get
here. Quite a bit of a drive, yeah.
It's not too bad, but anyway, I go on sort of a major highway to reach Keene, and on this highway it says the number of deaths that have occurred on the highway this year in 2012 in Vermont, and then it says, like, 79 deaths, and it keeps increasing every week. When
is it
I
up or down?
It increases up every week.
Well, I mean, do they show last year's deaths or the average year's deaths?
No, they just say that this year so far, all these people have died on the roads. And it's a flashing billboard on the side of the road that really distracts you, especially when you're driving at night. And I just don't see the purpose for safety of that. It's not keeping you safe when you're distracted by looking at this flashing sign and trying to read it while you're driving.
The death counter.
Yeah, and it also kind of scares you, I think. I mean,
the scare probably is what they're going for.
Do you think most people drive better when they're under stress or when they feel, I don't know, emotionally agitated?
It's a good question. If there was actually competition in the area of, maintaining roads, then we might find out that there are better ways and worse ways to get people to drive better. I mean, at this point, all the government's doing, the government is standing squarely in the way of technology that would make roads safer. The fact the Google car is out there. It's been tested, and basically the governments are making it difficult to test this thing.
Yep.
And once this thing is implemented, people won't be driving anymore.
Sure.
I mean, it stops driving. Google car has been around for a year and a half, and it's been in one accident, and that's because somebody hit it. This is a driverless car.
Wow, this
is a car where nobody's driving it.
And imagine how they're working within the context of government roads that have never been opened up.
Integrated in any way.
Yeah, and so look at what they're working with and what they're doing, and imagine how much time could be freed up, how much people's lives could be improved if they didn't have to worry about a commute.
Right.
The
government is standing in the way. The government is causing these drunk driving deaths because they're standing in the way of new technology in the area of cars. I mean, if you could go out right now, trade in your old car, get a new car that has this Google Pilot thing in it where it drives itself, you could be as hammered as you want behind the wheel, and it wouldn't matter as long as you didn't put that thing into manual.
And you'd still get home safely.
It'd be just fine.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you're driving home a little bit buzzed or drunk, and then you see this flashing sign with the death count on the side of the road? I have a really hard time believing that that's making anyone safer. And obviously the death count keeps going up every time I go by it. So I don't mean to make light of this, but it's not working. You know, people are still dying on the road.
It's their failure billboard.
Yeah, I suppose so. And now they're starting to do it in New Hampshire, too, because I went on the other major highway that's in this area. That's in New Hampshire, and that one has them, too, as of this weekend. So there you go. Policies don't have to work for governments to adopt them. They just kind of borrow bad ideas from each other and try to scare you. So, okay, Mark, let's find out a little bit more detail about what's going on in Tennessee. I kind of don't think this is limited to Tennessee. I bet this is going on in other places. And like we said, you know, we even have these DUI checkpoints here in New Hampshire. But the difference is that there are a lot of people here who are actively kind of opposing them and trying to divert people away from the checkpoints. I think there are some pretty good YouTube videos, actually, that have come out of Keene with people, like, standing on the side of the road holding an arrow that says, you know, checkpoint ahead, go this way if you want to avoid it or whatever. And I know of at least a couple people in Keene who have, a couple of years ago, gone through one of these sobriety checkpoints that was near the college in Keene and refused to show their ID because, you know, why should they be forced to present their papers and then were taken to jail?
Yes, it's really interesting. When you've been pulled over for no reason, should you have to present your driver's license? I mean, it makes some sense that if you've been, you know, driving recklessly or something like that, that you'd have to present your papers. But just upon demand, should you have to present them? And this is one of the real...
When you talk about immigration checkpoints, it becomes a little bit of even a different issue, because if you are not from the U.S., you're expected to have your visa or your green card or your whatever on you at all times. And so it creates a situation where you actually have to have immigration documents on you available on demand at any time. I mean, what does that sound like to you?
I don't have any immigration documents.
No, I mean,
I just have a driver's
you're
license.
An American citizen, but then again, how would they know that?
Right, how would they know that? Lots of people have driver's licenses
that aren't
American citizens.
I think they just go on,
citizens.
Like, do you have a French accent, or do you look white, or whatever, and, you know, then they ask for them based on that. But it's completely arbitrary.
Lots of people that are citizens have funny accents, too.
That's absolutely true. So in this particular place in Tennessee, in these particular counties. And, you know, of course, this is a nationally syndicated radio show, so we're going to try to make this apply to everyone, trying to talk about sort of the issues involved here. But in this particular county, they're trying to, the police and the prosecutors and the state, people who work for the state, are trying really hard to justify this by scaring people and by claiming that these checkpoints improve people's safety. One of them says the State Highway Safety and Homeland Security Commissioner, like the longer the titles get, you know, the more bureaucratic the position. But this commissioner said that they're targeting five specific counties with enforcement campaign for DUI checkpoints. And then he said, we did not have a single traffic fatality in those counties. I don't know over what time period he means, but maybe this weekend. And so he's claiming that these are keeping people safe, right?
It's a statistic.
It's a statistic, but there are lies, damn lies, and statistics, right?
Sure.
How many people die every weekend in a county? I don't know.
How many people died, last year in this over that weekend in that county at that time or whatever? Also, if you have one checkpoint on one major road, it's not like you're stopping people who are driving, in most places. Most places, there's lots of major roads, and your checkpoint's just in one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only claim, if you're going to claim anything, you're going to only claim the lives of the people that were on that road.
Sure. They say judicial commissioners will be tapped to approve warrants around the clock, and medical technicians will be available to draw blood samples in a process that could take a couple of hours while DUI suspects are held. So, they could waylay you for a couple hours. No big deal. It's just your time. What does it matter? I mean, they're literally... If you are at the wrong place at the wrong time and they suspect you for whatever reason, you could have your time and your blood taken from you against your consent.
You know, I drive home at a relatively late hour because I do an evening talk show. And
sure.
Sometimes I stay a little later at the studio than others. There have been times when I'm driving home at midnight and... You know, I see police officers out there, and I'm just like, God, I hope I don't have to get talked to this guy for any length of time. I just want to go home and go to sleep. And I mean, I'm really motivated to do that, and I can only imagine what it would be like to have another 2 hours on the side of the road. Just like, God, please let me go home.
Possibly getting your blood drawn by somebody you don't know who they are.
I don't know anybody who's generally drawing my blood.
True. Okay. Well, I still want to hear checkpoint stories. If you've been caught in one this weekend or perhaps in the past, you want to share your story with us. 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. More coming up with your calls. Stay tuned. It's Free Talk Live.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. I'm happy to bring you the next chapter in a fun contest series sponsored by our friends at Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year. Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her legs started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go, thinking it would get better. But when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to her worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
TravelGuard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Way.
Children love the taste of One World Way, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Way is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. Some people get confused, I think, when they hear the word free. They think maybe I'm saying three, but it's actually the word F-R-E-E, which is 3733 on the phone. So
that's right.
Just a little clarification. I also would like to let our listeners know about listen.freetalklive.com. That's the easiest way where you can get all the ways that you can get Free Talk Live in your ears. You have access to the live streams, the radio stations, or which we have several different affiliates. We are not just an internet show. We are on terrestrial radio stations. Also, you can find the studio webcam and the listen lines there at listen.freetalklive.com. So no matter how you prefer to get your information or get your Free Talk Live, it's all there for you for free at listen.freetalklive.com. Mark, we've got a call on line. Should we go to that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. We love your calls on Free Talk Live. Let's talk to Kelvin in Colorado. Kelvin?
Hey, Stephanie. Hey, Mark.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Mark.
Yes.
What does a seal say?
What does a seal say?
Or. Oh, I love it every time you do that. It's so cool.
It's really good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Such a talented co-host.
I couldn't believe it the first time you did that, or that I heard you do that.
I am a talk show host. It's my job to create pictures with my mind, with my mouth.
Well, good thing you're a super genius.
So what's on your mind, Kelvin?
I was just thinking about, you guys were talking about the sobriety checkpoints where it's, you know, so invasive where, you know, everybody has to come, stop, roll their window down, answer questions, mm-hmm. you know, and be subject to scrutiny. When really the issue is, in my mind, is are you competent to drive your vehicle? So it would be kind of neat, I think, if they could find a way that instead of having this system where every car has to come stop, talk to the cop, convince them that you're sober and, you know, haven't been smoking dope or whatever, and then go, if they could set up some kind of a construction zone that's like an obstacle course thing, and then they would just have observers, and depending on how you went through the obstacle course, if they thought you weren't negotiating it very well, then you you can go off to the side and talk to the officer. And
could that create an extra danger, though? Is that like an artificial danger maybe for somebody?
That's possible. We'd want to put up those concrete barriers and stuff so no one gets run over. But if they're out driving their car at speed, that's a lot more dangerous than I was meaning like parking lot speed, not running.
I see. Well, you know what, Kelvin? I would love to have the opportunity for you to be able to be somebody who could own a road and who could implement whatever policies you thought were good on that road. Unfortunately, the government sort of has a monopoly on that, though.
Yeah, that's too bad. If I had my own road, I would, I'd charge extra if you wanted to drive really, really fast on it, and you'd have to, stay in the far left lane.
That may or may not be safe, and it's difficult to know, but we don't have any competition in that area.
It may or may not be effective either, because if people know that you can just, pay a couple bucks to Kelvin, and you can drive super fast at Audubon speeds, maybe people who drive more slowly wouldn't want to go on that road, and he'd lose some customers there.
Could very well. I think the best distribution as far as handling drunk drivers on the road is to have police officers, instead of a bunch of them congregated in one place, is have them spread out throughout the town or the municipality or the county or whatever, and looking for people that are driving erratically or poorly or recklessly. And, they've got all these cameras on the side of the interstate. It's not like they can't have one cop sitting at a, in front of a bank of cameras looking for whoever's driving poorly and then reporting off to the officer who's, half an hour half mile down the road or
whatever.
Sometimes
they do that. Like, they'll partner with each other where there'll be one cop car sitting and, radar gunning.
Those are just looking for speeders.
Right, but then there'll be another one down the road, and
right.
Sometimes they talk to each other.
Sure.
As I understand it. I've never been a cop, and I don't ever plan on it. But anyway. Kelvin, anything else on your mind?
I like Mark's idea that, cops driving around on patrol actually doing something useful, hopefully looking for, people rioting or whatever they look for, would be much more effective than this thing, having all the cops in one spot. But it doesn't.
What they really want to do here, though, is they want to find people. Looking for the PR and the money. They're looking for people who are at 0.08% blood alcohol percent, who may or may not be driving poorly as a result.
I mean, they're getting
people
the low hanging
their
fruit
cars
with
and whatever.
With one of those, they're looking for the low hanging fruit. The people who are just going to get railroaded through the system, and they're coming to the cops. The cops don't even have to chase them down. So, it's a pretty I don't want to say ingenious, but it's a pretty good operation for them. But the fact is that they wouldn't be able to get away with something like this if they were really oriented towards serving their customers, right? This is like an enforcement thing, and it's meant to benefit the state and to give them great PR in the process.
If they're looking for reckless drivers, this isn't the way to do it.
Yeah. Kelvin, thanks for the call tonight. Nice to hear from Kelvin. And you can call us at 855-450-3733 if you'd like to comment. Mark, tell me about this drone tracking app that's been rejected by Apple. I think this is a really interesting story.
From Wired Magazine, it's really strange. And it seemed like a simple idea enough for the iPhone app. Send users a pop-up notice whenever a flying robot kills someone in one of America's many undeclared wars. But Apple keeps blocking the Drones Plus program from its Apple Store, and therefore from iPhones everywhere. The Cupertino company says the content is objectionable and crude, according to Apple's latest rejection letter.
Let me get this straight. It's objectionable and crude to give people information about when the U.S. kills people with unmanned, robotic drones in other countries. But it's not objectionable for the government to do this?
To kill people with
It's just objectionable for people to know about it? I mean, that's some real fog
like
going on in there.
It's pictures of the dead people. It's just a little pop-up, on a map. It's the third time in a month that Apple has turned down Drone Plus's app here, says Josh Bigley, the programmer's New York-based developer. The company's reasons for keeping the program out of the App Store keep shifting. First, Apple called the bare-bones application that aggregates the news of U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia not useful. Then
not
there was
useful?
An issue.
That's incredibly useful to somebody like me who's concerned about those kind of issues. I mean, I think that would be maybe sad and depressing, but
well,
it's certainly not unuseful.
Well, I think it's not useful, but then again, neither is news. Most news isn't useful to anybody, but it's still news. This is a news reporting app. And it's as useful as news is.
What if you were a reporter, like some kind of a journalist, and you wanted to say, there were 3 drone strikes in Pakistan today.
It would be useful for you.
People got killed, yeah.
Sure. But I'm just saying that, you know, when it comes to news, whether it's local or international, it is rarely of use to people.
Well, and gosh, when does an app have to be deemed useful
how ridiculous most of these apps
are.
How
is, like, Words with Friends or, like, Flying Monkeys or, you know, Angry Birds useful?
I have one on my phone that will pretend to scan your thumbprint. And my son loves to use it. It scans your thumbprint and then shows you which Marvel superhero you are from the Avengers movie.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I mean, he plays it over and over again and apparently doesn't understand, I don't know, that this is not scanning your thumbprint and coming up with your Zodiac superhero sign because it changes all the time. But I don't know. I mean, I just, for me, it's like, oh, really? We got to play this again? Okay.
Yeah.
And, but it keeps him occupied. And, you know, anyway, it's a not useful app.
Yeah. And, you know, okay, why doesn't Apple just, like, become part of the government? Because they're doing a function that the government just loves. And they're doing a big favor to the state by, you know, kind of suppressing this program that lets people know about what they're up to.
I don't know. You know, I can't. Apple won't comment as to why they are doing what they do.
Yeah, because they don't have clear reasons that conform to, like, logic and critical thinking, right? They're like, obfuscating why they're blocking this, which is that somebody doesn't like it and they feel, you know, they are experiencing emotions when they hear about this app and they don't want people to have it.
This is one of the reasons I don't like Apple products, is because they tend to be sort of monolithic in the way they do things.
Yeah.
I don't know how
with the IP stuff too.
I don't know how Android works, but it seems like they'd be a lot more open in that market because you can get all kinds of apps that aren't in the Android store for the Android. You know, these are the apps that are cracked and all that. I don't even know how to use this terminology.
You don't have to crack anything to get apps on your Android. I mean, you just get them.
But you can get apps that are not through the Android store for your Android.
Yes.
But I don't believe you can do that very easily with iPhone. I think they make it much more difficult.
No. Right.
And so this is one of the reasons that I don't particularly like Apple products, is because of the way they kind of go about doing things.
Sure.
And I know the Apple acolytes out there are big fans of Apple. For whatever reasons, they're big fans of them, and that's fine. But to me, this is really distasteful that they would do this. I mean, this is just a news program, and they don't want to. I guess they don't. I don't know why they don't want to do it. They won't say. But it's
how long until this app leaks out on the internet? That's what I want to know. If you have, if you're a programmer, if you've written an app like this, if you have an app like this, love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
More of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.